The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the Golden Age of Radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
Inner Sanctum Mysteries. Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum. This is your host, Raymond, the gay ghoul. Friends, would you like to fly through the air with the greatest of ease? Do you think you'd enjoy being invisible, huh? Oh, it's easy. All you have to do is become a ghost. And to become a ghost, all you have to do is accentuate the ectoplasm and eliminate the protoplasm. Man! If that doesn't work, we'll introduce you to one of the characters on our show. He'll take care of you. A story is called Song of the Slasher. It's an original radio play by Milton Lewis and stars Arnold Moss in the role of Detective Dan Miller. Are you ready? Then gather close and listen. If you find you're getting too many chills and just sit in the fire, A thick, murky fog hangs like a damp veil over the waterfront. Streets are deserted. The buildings loom like tombstones in a cemetery. No living soul can be seen because people who sense stay behind locked doors. The slasher has murdered and mutilated his fifth victim in 8 days. In a drab, lonely little room, a young woman suddenly looks up when she hears a door close.
Paul? Well, what's the matter? Can't you speak? Hey, you, get away from me. Get back up. That knife. What are you doing with that knife? You're a slasher. Help! Help me, someone! It's a slasher! Help!
Hello, police headquarters.
Hello? It's the slasher.
What are you talking about?
He's here. 12 Dock Street. He's upstairs. Mr. Nell's apartment. I can hear it screaming now. He's with her. I go upward. I'm an old man. It's the slasher. He's killing her.
Hello?
Is that you, Miller?
Speaking.
This is Captain Quinn, headquarters. Here's the chance you've been waiting for. The slasher's at 12 Dock Street, right around the corner from you.
On my way, Captain. Bye. It started. A detective is asked to do some queer things in the line of duty. I didn't mind moving down to the dump at the waterfront with my wife if it would help catch the slasher. So when I got the call, I rushed out of my joint and beat it down to 12 Dock Street.
Oh.
Where is he? Where'd he go?
Listen,
don't do that. I'll get you a doctor. And listen to me, sister.
Donnell, her name is. Are they going to send an ambulance?
Yeah, but it won't do her no good.
You were too late.
Did you see the guy who did it?
I saw nobody.
He can't be far. He was here a minute ago.
I heard someone go out the back way.
When?
A minute ago. Listen.
It's coming from that alley down there. Fog's so thick you can't see 2 feet ahead of you.
The back way goes into the alley.
Well, then it's him.
The slasher.
I got down to the alley. The radio cars and the men from the precinct were coming. We went through that neighborhood with a sieve. But we couldn't find the guy who whistled that queer tune. Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
Well, you shouldn't have got out of bed, baby.
I was worried.
He got away.
Did he kill another?
Yeah, another dame. It wasn't so foggy I could have seen him. That's how close it was.
Any clues?
No, nothing to speak of. Hey, look, look, baby, don't you worry about this. You go back and get some sleep.
I'm frightened, Danny. That man is somewhere in this neighborhood and us living here.
I shouldn't have brought you down here. You're going back to our old place tomorrow.
No, I'm not. I don't want you here alone, and I want to stay with you.
Shut up.
Danny.
Listen.
What?
You hear that, don't you? It ain't something I'm hearing in my head, is it?
Danny, what are you...
Answer me. I want to make sure I ain't hearing
well,
things.
Well, of course I hear it. It's someone whistling, but why are you acting like this?
The slasher whistles that tune.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I heard him tonight.
And the killer... The slasher must be somewhere around here.
I'm going out, baby. Lock the door. The whistling was somewhere in the building. I listened. Where was it coming from? It was gone. I looked at my watch. 4:30 in the morning. I walked down the stairs listening for the whistle. I walked on my toes. Listened at the other flats. I didn't hear a thing. I went down into the cellar. There was someone there, all right.
Oh, who's there?
It was Sykes, a janitor. I came closer.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Miller.
Yeah, Mr. Sykes. Hey, what's the matter? You're shaking like you got a fever.
You frightened me.
Why?
I thought you were the slasher.
Yeah?
He's around here, you know. He might be hiding in these shadows. He might be anywhere. Everybody's afraid of him. Everybody.
Yeah, so I hear. What time did you come down here?
4:30, like I do every morning. Why?
See any stranger in the building?
No, I didn't see anyone.
Who lives in the flat below us?
Mr. Trevelyan. Reginald Trevelyan.
Funny name.
He's a funny fella. Never sleeps at night. Wanders around the building whistling to himself.
Whistling to himself?
Yeah. He writes music or something. He got a piano in his place today. He talks crazy sometimes.
Think he's up there now?
Yeah, he never sleeps.
Here.
$20?
Yeah, it's for you.
Why are you giving this to me?
I want you to tell me when Mr. Trevelyan leaves his apartment. Do you get it?
Yeah, but why?
I ain't paying you $20 to ask questions.
Who's there?
Miller. Mr. Miller.
Yes? What is it, Mr. Miller?
My wife and I live upstairs. I know it's kind of late, but, can I come in here for a minute?
Of course.
Hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, it's quite all right. You the people who moved in a few days ago?
That's right.
Glad to know you. My name is Reginald Trevelyan.
Dan Miller's mine. You been up all night?
Yes. Why do you ask?
Because maybe you can help me. Someone tried to break into our place at about 4:30 this morning.
Really? Mr. Miller, you think your wife would be very annoyed if I play the piano now?
No. No, I don't think so. She likes music.
Does she? She seemed like a charming girl. I noticed her when you first moved in. You're very lucky to have such an attractive wife.
You whistle yourself like that very often?
Yes. Especially when I'm working on a new composition. Wait a moment. I think I have it. I've been trying to work out that passage all night. Mr. Miller, please get out of here. I want to be alone.
You're a queer, you are.
I'm not interested in your opinion. Well, what are you waiting for? Get out of here! Get out or I'll blow you up!
Try it!
I've lost it!
What?
That passage!
You see what you've done? I had it a minute ago, and now it's gone, gone! That's how it's been lately. I keep forgetting things.
I'm sorry if I was rude to you. I didn't mean to be. Mr. Miller.
Good night.
Mr. Miller. Is it really true what it says in the papers about the slasher? That he has the whole neighborhood trembling in terror?
Yes.
Lovely. Trembling for their miserable little lives. Worried about their dirty little souls. Shivering in fear in their ugly little rat holes. If I knew who the slasher was, I'd embrace him. And give him every penny I have.
Why?
Because I hate them. Because they laugh at me. Because...
headquarters told them to check on Trevelyan. Oh, he was a queer one, all right. So queer, I didn't tell Laura about him. I didn't want to scare her. Couldn't arrest him. I didn't have anything on him yet. I lay down to rest. Maybe I heard it in my dream. Maybe not. But I heard that whistling again. That same tune. I think that's what woke me. I looked around. Laura. She was gone. And the door was open.
Daddy! Daddy, help! Help!
I rushed out. The hall was filled with thick fog. In the yellow light, I saw a crumpled heap on the floor. I recognized Laura's bathrobe.
Slasher, that's my boy. He's not the type of low character who goes around murdering his friends and relatives. No, he's so big-hearted he murders anyone. Even people he was never introduced to. He's no snob.
Snob? He's much worse than a snob. He's a lunatic.
Oh, Mary, you're so unsympathetic. He's just lonely. He wants to get close to people with a knife.
Well, if he's so lonely, then why does he go around cutting people? You see, Mr. Raymond, I can say the same kind of things you do.
Don't you dare just be your sweet, practical self, or else...
You can't frighten me, Mr. Raymond.